Senate Speaker Milosz Wystarczyl is headed to Taiwan, along with a nearly 100-member delegation of businessmen, academics, and seven fellow members of the Upper House of Parliament. The week-long visit begins on Saturday, seeks to strengthen bilateral ties and trade in the face of fierce protests from China and sharp criticism from some officials here in the Czech Republic. Brian Kennedy reports.
Senator Wystarczyl, a member of the opposition Civic Democratic Party, told a news conference on Thursday that the trip has three aims, the first being to help Czechs doing or seeking to do business with Taiwan.
The second aim is to show that Czechia is a free, sovereign and democratic country, and our parliamentary diplomacy, in particular the Senate, wants this country to act as Václav Havel and former Foreign Minister Jiří Dienstbier set out. This means defending our democratic principles and sovereignty. At the same time, and this is the third aim, to try to work together with all democratic countries, regardless of what anyone else wants us to do. Bez ohledu na to, zda si to někdo jiný
přeje nebo nepřeje. Senator Wystarczyl is due to meet with his own counterpart, as well as Taiwan's Prime Minister and President, Tsai Ing-wen, who will pay tribute to the Czech politician's predecessor as Senate Speaker, the late Jaroslav Kubera, who had planned such a trip despite pressure from Communist China, which considers Taiwan a breakaway province. Mr. Kubera died of a heart attack just days after receiving an official letter from the Chinese embassy in Prague warning of repercussions for big Czech businesses, among them Škoda Auto, this country's leading exporter, consumer lender Home Credit Group, and the instrument maker Petrov Pianos. Among the Czech politicians opposed to the Senate trip are Prime Minister Andrej Babiš of the governing ANO party and Foreign Minister Tomáš Petříček of the junior coalition members, the Social Democrats, along with President Miloš Zeman, a vocal supporter of Beijing. For her part, Dagmar Kuchtova, head of the Confederation of Industry and Transport, says Beijing is unlikely to follow on its threats of punitive action. That said, the Czech delegation does not include official representation from the apolitical lobbying group, although individual members do.
We've said countless times that entrepreneurs should not fear doing business with Taiwan. At the same time, it is a very sensitive matter for umbrella organizations like us, even if we've been cooperating with Taiwan and China quite actively for more than 20 years.
Representatives of 36 Czech companies will accompany the Senate delegation to establish contacts, conclude contracts, and help increase Taiwan investment in the Czech Republic. At least that's the goal. Interior Minister Jan Hamáček, also of the Social Democrats, and MEP Alexander Vondra, of the Civic Democrats, say that the Czech delegation will serve as a guinea pig for other countries as to whether engaging further with Taipei could lead to more than saber-rattling from Beijing.